Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know us, I'm Lexi Washburn.
And I'm Micah Lingle.
And one second.
Also, some of you call me Robert III, and that's okay too, I guess.
I think it's pretty reasonable to say that the most stressful person who has ever walked on this earth is Jesus. He has been put through so many trials that we will never be able to go through because God loves all of us and he knows our limits. If you'd like to look at Matthew 26, 36 to 46, it says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And I'm so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, he fell with his face on the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. There was so much stress in that one passage. Personally, I know a little bit about stress. My parents are divorced, and I have to go back and forth between Duluth and Oakwood every week. It's very hard and very stressful for me. And sometimes I feel like it pushes me to my limits where I don't think I can keep doing it. And sometimes I just have to realize that if I just sit and pray, like here, they prayed every single time they felt overwhelmed and stressed. If we just pray and go to God, because every single time Jesus prayed, he went to God because he knew that God would help him. I'm going to let Micah take over.
Thanks, Lexi. Okay. So I'm going to talk about stress as well. And there are a lot of things to be stressed about. I'm sure the teens know, but also just everyone, because you're all grown adults. You have lives that you have to, you know, manage, that we don't even know the first thing about that. But I am, personally, I'm a worrier, and I'm very indecisive. You can ask my parents. They will definitely agree. And some things I've worried about in the past are, like, baptism, and I was like, when's the time? But it kind of just came to me. But that's a whole other story. Another thing I'm worried about a lot is college, where I'm going to go to school, because I'm a student, right? So that's my main goal right now, is to, like, go to a good college, get a good education, and a lot of that depends on how we do in high school. And so let me set up the scene for you for this story. So I'm trying to do well in high school, and this is over winter break. I'm thinking about the next 2 months of school, which I think are going to be probably about the hardest thing I've gone through. And So every day I'm going to have to trudge through like four APs. I'm going to stay after school at robotics until 8 o'clock. I have two auditions to prepare for orchestra. And so over this winter break, I'm at HATS, I'm just praying. I'm saying, please, please help me through this time because I know it's gonna be probably the hardest thing I've ever gone through. And when I got back to school, the first day back, every single teacher was like, hey, we have a project due in like 2 months and it's like really easy. So I was like, praise the Lord. And I think I can relate to what Jesus was doing in the garden. He was praying. He was overwhelmed to the point of death. He was sweating blood, and that is pretty crazy. And not everything was easy at school when I went back. I've gone through some things in the past 2 months, but through all these experiences, I've become a lot stronger. And even if you pray, it's not saying that, oh, like, everything will be better. It's God is giving you a chance to see a glimpse of his plan, that he might put you through things, but it's going to make you stronger in the end. And sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to. Like Jesus was saying, please take this cup away from me. But in the end, he went through with it, and he was crucified for our sins. And I know I've been through the school of hard knocks. But despite what I've prayed about, but I've become stronger. And I just wanted to remind us all this morning that God is our Father, and in the end, he knows what's best for us. And we should leave it to him to help shape us and grow us. And even if we have to go through hard experiences or drink a cup that we would rather him take away from us. So this morning, I just want to ask us, what do we need to ask him to take care of for us? What do we need him to watch over for us? And how can we just give ourselves to him and remember what he's done and why we should be doing that? I want to go ahead and say a prayer for the communion.